The Pakistan High Commission in London was vandalized early on April 27, 2025, amid escalating tensions following the Pahalgam incident in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojk. According to reports, unidentified miscreants attacked the building, causing property damage, including broken window panes. Saffron-colored paint was thrown on the white walls and the plaque of the High Commission, marking a deliberate act of defacement. The incident came just a day after hundreds of Indian protesters gathered outside the High Commission on 25 April, where two individuals were arrested for alleged involvement in violence. Pakistani supporters also staged a counter-protest in response to the demonstration. Officials have linked the attack to the fallout from the Pahalgam incident, with the Indian diaspora increasingly targeting Pakistan's diplomatic missions and staff abroad. Authorities are investigating the vandalism, while diplomatic channels are expected to raise the matter formally. On Tuesday, 26 men were killed at a tourist site in Pahalgam area of Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojk, shot dead in a meadow. India claimed with presenting any evidence that there were Pakistani elements linked to the attack, a claim Islamabad denies. On Wednesday, the Indian Cabinet Committee on Security approved a series of actions including shutting down the Wagha Atari Land Transit Point, advising Indian nationals against traveling to Pakistan, and formally notifying Islamabad of the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty. In response, Pakistan's National Security Committee, NSC, on Thursday warned that any attempt by India to block water flow into Pakistan would be treated as an act of war. The statement followed a high-level NSC meeting, which also approved the closure of the Wagha border crossing. On Friday, the Senate of Pakistan unanimously passed a resolution rejecting India's allegations linking Pakistan to the Pahalgam attack, calling them baseless and politically motivated.